Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 12th edition. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. It was a wild one. Burns basically just mowed through the Cubs because, well, the Cubs are bad. Manoah looked good. Montas was fine. Gosson was shaky, but still put up points. Pitching was good. Pitching was very good. And then he had the bats. We said game stack Boston, Tampa Bay. It went off. Boston really went off. 20 runs, 28 final, mainly all Boston in that one, though. That's for darn sure. A few other ones there. You got the Giants are putting up some runs against Merrill Kelly in that offense. The Dodgers woke up late. That was a weird deal. Like, they didn't start Gibson. They started Gibson. But I said, enjoy Belly while he's cheap. He's on a hot streak. He double-donged for you. Brandon Lau went deep. We had a lot of guys. Santander went deep. It was a good day. Good day for the chats. So I hope you guys did well on that one. I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. If you have any questions, find me there or on or in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. It is free. Just give me your email. I'll put you up in there. My written content on Thursday at rotoballer.com is the free DraftKings article. So check that out. I'll have you covered there as well. Last but not least, give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits. I would truly appreciate it. And check out Benched with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball content. I do episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays, two nights ago, Benched with Bubba episode 392 with Batflip Crazy, as usual, on Tuesdays. And then on Thursday, I'll be recording with Sarah Sanchez of Fangraphs. So that'll be a fun one as well. So come check out all that good stuff. And lastly, check out prizepicks.com. Download the app. It's a great way to mix his DFS with prop bets. And we've been crushing it in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. So have some fun there. Use promo code Bubba when you create your account. You'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. All right, everybody. Weird slate on Thursday. When it comes to DK, you have a three-game evening slate that starts at about 9:38 Eastern time. So you got that going for you. And so we're going to cover the main slate, which is an eight-game early slate that starts at 12:10 Eastern. And the first game was a game one of a doubleheader between Washington and New York. So it is a very, very ugly slate. And when you look at FanDuel, they have like a four-game, a five-game, and a four-game. They're spread out all over the place. DK, if you want to play the Field of Dreams game that faces Lance Lynn versus Andrew Heaney, you got to play like a showdown or another weird small slate. So that stinks. It's just a weird slate. If you need questions for the late action, I'll be in the Slack chat to help you out there. But the other bummer is the three-game late slate, five of the six pitchers are like aces that I would use on any other slate, and they're all on one slate getting wasted. Like, could they wait till Friday for those games? That would be awesome. But I digress. We have an eight-game early slate. We'll be in and out of here to break it down for you. Leading off things with Brandon Woodruff, 10-2 at the Chicago Cubs. We just saw what Burns did. Woodruff should mow through this Cubs team. He struck out six or more in four straight games, six or more innings pitched essentially in eight of his last 10 games. He's a 20-point pitching machine. Barring some fluky thing, he should just absolutely destroy the Chicago Cubs. The team is striking out over 30% of the time of late versus right-handed pitching, and we saw what happened last on Wednesday night. So don't have to go too deep into this one. Corbin Burns, 10-2, outstanding. Chris Bassett at 10K at Cleveland's a great pivot off of Woodruff because Woodruff's going to be very, very popular, but Bassett is a beast. He's a favorite of the show. He's got 20-plus points in four of his last five starts, seven innings in each of those starts, three earned runs or less in each of those starts, and he struck out six or more in three of four of those starts. We struck out six or more in four straight starts. So Bassett's been outstanding. This is what Chris Bassett does. Cleveland's been pesky this week, man. Castillo had a rough one. Manaea had a rough one. Montas was good enough. He had given a couple runs. He got the strikeout. Still got you 20-plus points. That's what you're looking for night in and night out. So I still like Bassett quite a bit on this one. Cleveland striking out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 239 with an 87 WRC+. So Bassett at 10K is outstanding. Great pivot off of Woodruff at 10-2. It's just going to be really, really hard to not play Woodruff at 10-2. I believe Woodruff's 99 on FanDuel. It's going to be hard to pass up, folks. Kyle Hendricks is 96 against the Milwaukee Brewers, a very good offense. You can use Woodruff. That's fine. I'd rather have Bassett or Woodruff. So you can go to Hendricks if you want. I think Hendricks is more of a FanDuel play if you want to save some cash. He's 88 on FanDuel. Usually, quote unquote, usually really good for at least a quality start, if not more. We'll see. This Milwaukee offense is good. The getaway day, you know, Narvaez had a monster like 30-point game on Wednesday. Probably gets a day off. We'll see who else gets a day off on Wednesday. So it could make Hendricks' thing look a little nicer, but I'd still rather have Bassett or Woodruff on DK. But FanDuel Hendricks is quite intriguing at 88. Tanner Houck at 87, I would be a big fan of. He's just not stretched out enough. So that's a tough one for me. I'm going to pass on that, and hopefully they stretch him out so we can use him as the season goes on. Eli Morgan's intriguing. He's 85 on DK. He's only 68 on FanDuel. On FanDuel, much more in play. I can't play 85 for Eli Morgan on DK, but he's put together a couple of really good starts in a row here. 6 innings and 7 innings, 2 earned runs in both starts, 3 Ks and 9 Ks. The Ks are the issue for him. Can he strike guys out? That's where he's at. He had 88 and 92 pitches, so he's stretched out. I'd rather have him on FanDuel if you want to go really YOLO with your pitching. It's really YOLO. Like, you don't have to. But I'm not paying 85 for him on DK. It could be a detriment to mine. We'll see. Maybe things change. Maybe Oakland puts out just a horrific lineup on Thursday morning, and I go, you know what? We're going to just say screw it and get some Eli Morgan in here. That could be an option. But for now, again, paying up for Bassett or Woodruff, or I'm just punting with Marco Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez at $6,700 against the Texas Rangers. We've talked about this Rangers offense versus left-handed pitching. Over 22% K rate, 167 average, 30 WRC plus, 30.087 ISO. This Rangers offense is abysmal, especially versus left-handed pitching. Marco faced him 2 starts ago, 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 16.5. Faced the Yankees his last time out, 6 2/3, no earned, 5 Ks for 22. He's put up 16 or more points in 3 straight starts. He's 67 hundo, outstanding value arm. So really, it's pretty simple for me. It's Woodruff, Bassett, and Marco Gonzalez. That's where I'm pretty much planting my flag. You can go with Hendricks if you want. You can go Eli Morgan if you want. I'm not getting cute here. Give me Woodruff. Give me Bassett. Give me Marco. Let's have some fun. All right, the bats on this 8-game slate. Yes, Myron, double dongs for everyone today. Yeah, it's a tough slate. You could have had really good lineups, and they're not even close to cashing. Like, that's it's one of those nights where it's just offense palooza with aces acing. Makes things really, really tricky. But catcher position for your Thursday action here. Eric Koss versus Means is very much in play. I do like Detroit against Means. Means has been better of late, but I still like those Detroit bats in that matchup. But some cheap, like, he's expensive, so you want some cheaper options, of course. And it is a getaway day, so you'll get a lot of the starters sitting. But if Pedro Severino's catching, he's 35 versus Manning. Baltimore in play again. I'm going to keep going back to him. People can say I'm crazy, but I'll go right back to him again. I like Tanner Houck quite a bit, but if you want to fade Houck, Francisco Mejia is 32. If Houck was guaranteed to go 5 or 6, I'd be all in on Houck. It's just in a tournament, you can roll the dice with Houck. It's because of the way the slate's built out, but it's tough. It's really tough. Other than that, like, if Grayson Griner gets to start for Detroit, he's 25 versus Means. He definitely could. Wouldn't be shocked if he gets to start in that game as some value. But I would see what the lineups push up. Maybe Connor Wong gets to start for Boston. He came in late. He's 2,100 for Boston. So see what the lineups spit out. You're going to get some value at catcher. Be a great way to be able to get some more expensive bats and getting some other expensive arms as well. But I like to hear that, Myron. Get that late slate money, buddy. Get that late slate money. I'm talking to Myron because you can check me live streaming the show on the Roto Baller YouTube channel. Then you can watch it there later on record anytime you want. But you can jump in here and ask me questions. As long as I'm recording, I'll jump in and talk to you. But maybe I'll wait till the end. But Myron's right there. So checking it out. Thanks, buddy. First base position for you on this Thursday, Matty Olson versus Morgan at 55. Always tournament viable. I want to attack Brubaker, but the Cardinals have been so bad. So tough to really go there. But Trey Mancini at 47. I like Jonathan Scope at 46 going up against Means. Keep riding Cody Bellinger. Suarez will pitch for 3 or 4 innings, and they'll go to the Philadelphia bullpen. Belly's still 4,400. He's first base outfield. I mentioned the double dong. So he's definitely someone you can jump on. Again, get him while he's cheap. Enjoy it while you can. Going down cheaper below 4K, though. Like, Josh Bell's 37, only a 7-inning game, though, so keep that in mind. But it's interesting at 37 if you want to take some chances. Ty France is 35 versus Fulte. We'll be all over Seattle yet again. I know they let us down more often than not, but when they go off at basically no ownership. It's the tournament mentality. So Ty France at 35, Miggy Cabrera at 34, hit number 499 on Wednesday night. So going for 500 against Means. I like that one quite a bit. Going down farther, though, Brad Miller against White. He should get the start there with no Rhys Hoskins. So Miller's 3,200. really good value. I like a little Philadelphia action in that game. White's going to be the long man for the Dodgers, and then a lot of bullpen. And they've been using a lot of bullpen lately, so it's going to be pretty beat up over there. So Brad Miller could be a good one at 32 with some other Philadelphia bats. Other than that, you got to check your lineups. You might get like Albert Pujols, 2,500 if you want to go with LA. I'm not looking to get a massive Dodgers stack, but he'll probably get the start in that game. Nagowski at Pittsburgh at 2K versus LeBlanc. Really not looking at fading LeBlanc a ton, but if you need a super punt, you can go that way as well. Second base position, if you want to go Muncy, you can at 57. I believe he double-donged on Tuesday. You got Brandon Lau. I told you he loves facing righties, and Eovaldi's a guy to attack. Lau went deep. Not as excited to fade Tanner Houck, but in tournaments, Lau got a discount. He's down to $4,900 on Thursday. Houck's going to go four or five innings. So you're going to get a lot of Boston bullpen. So Brandon Lau at 49, definitely tournament viable yet again. Boston stack is very much in play. Kiki Hernandez at 44 had a monster Wednesday. Obviously, a lot versus a lefty. We got a righty starting, but there'll be a lot of Tampa Bay bullpen as well. So Kiki at 44 is not too shabby. Colton Wong at 41 if you're fading Hendricks. But Gene Segura at 4K, a part of your Philly stacks like that. Abraham Toro is only 38 against Seattle. Super cheap. So you can get some nice little Seattle stack to kind of even out some of the prices. It's very, very nice. Tommy Edmonds, 33, nice value. It stinks he was batting eighth on Wednesday. Put him back towards the top of the order, please, St. Louis. That'd help a ton. But Edmonds at 33 does bring you some nice value going up against Brubaker, who just has not had it since early in the year. And then Hoy Park, if you want to, at 23 leading off for Pittsburgh, going up against LeBlanc. I'm not sure I'm going to need to go there, but you can if you have to. Third base position, J-Ram's always in play, but I'm not looking to target against Bassett. You got Devers at 55. I think it's a good one, especially after everyone saw Renfro and Kiki and Bogarts go off. Just let Devers walk in and go deep. That'd be fun. So Devers at 55 would be a really nice play as well. Kyle Seager at 44. You guys should know by now, I love Kyle Seager in these bad matchups, especially against guys like Fulte, who lefties just destroy. Candelario continues to rake. He's 41 versus Means. It's a very, very nice spot for the Candyman and your Detroit stacks against John Means. Going down cheaper, though, you know, Mikel Franco at 28. He's just like, that's if you're looking to get really different with your builds, you go Franco. I'm not looking to go there just yet, but I get it. And then Yonny Hernandez of Texas, he's hitting second, lots of speed, not a ton of power, but a speed machine. He's 0-for so far on Wednesday as I record, like in the 6th or 7th, but he's coming off of 12 or more points in two of his last three games, steals bags, multi-hit games, hits second, 2,200. If you're not using Marco Gonzalez, Yonny Hernandez is a nice value. Like, he's a value I can get behind compared to some of the other guys. Shortstop position, I guess keep using Willie Adames, but Trey Turner at 6K is not bad if you need to, but you can save 700 to Willie, or you can save 800 to go to Xander Bogaerts. Both great plays. That's probably where I'd lean in those matchups instead of Trey Turner. Going down even farther, though, Wander Franco's starting to get going. He's 4,800. If you're looking to attack Houck, I could see it. Not running to do that, but I can see it. Some cheaper options, though. Paul DeJong again at 37, had another nice two-run double on Wednesday, so he's starting to produce as well. Zach Short's back up with Detroit. He's 35. JP Crawford's 36. He's had a rough go of late, but if you're going all in on Seattle, Crawford's leading off. Left-handed bat versus Fulte makes sense. I get it. Didi Gregorius has been really bad, but if you want to get crazy with your Philly stack, he's 3K. Nice savings with some upside. Kevin Newman of Pittsburgh's 26. Jorge Mateo is a very good value in your Baltimore stacks. He's 2,400 bucks. Outfield shortstop eligible. He's averaging over 7 points per game in his last 10. 5, 9, 12, and 13 in his last four going in to Wednesday night. I think he got on base at least once on Wednesday. But he's going to bring speed, a little bit of power, bottom of the order, so kind of wrap it around with your Mullins and company. So Jorge Mateo at 24 is a nice value in your Baltimore stacks. Outfield position, Starling Marte stole another bag on Wednesday. No, this is not a recording. He just did it again. Juan Soto at 56, I like even on a short slate. He is in play. But Bryce Harper is probably one of my favorite pay-up spots. He's 5,400. Love him to go deep on Thursday. Big fan of Bryce at 54. Going cheaper, though, J.D. Martinez, 47. Love said Mullins at 46. I'll be all in on Baltimore versus Matt Manning. Hopefully he doesn't have one of his like one in five attempts to be good moments. But said Mullins at 46. Mitch Haniger's heating up. He's 45, and most will go lefties versus Fulte. Slide in some Mitch Haniger and enjoy that. Bellinger's 44. Rosarena's 44, and he's been super productive. I think he got you like 7 or 8 points on Wednesday prior to that four straight double-digit games. Dude's hitting really well. So 4,400 for Rosarena could be a nice sneakier play because I don't think he'll be that popular versus Tanner Houck. Brian Reynolds at 38 is a good upside play. Robbie Grossman at 37, like that in your stacks against Means. No problem going back to Renfro. We love Renfro versus lefties more so than righties, so I'm not as pumped for him on Thursday. But he's hitting everything right now. He even hit a he took a righty deep on Tuesday, I think it was. So 3,700, you can go there. McCutchen is back from the IL. He's only 36. Really nice value in that matchup. So give him a peek. Rafael Ortega at 32. You can still use him versus Woodruff. Really sucked they pulled him out of the game. Odubel Herrera, hopefully leading off for Philadelphia at 32, is a nice value. You got Jake Fraley at 32 for a cheap Seattle play. Dylan Carlson is still too cheap at 31, leading off for St. Louis versus Brubaker. So he's another one to go target. And then going below 3K now, you got Austin Hayes at 27. Still like that. Santander is up to 26. He's one of my favorite values, period. I loved him on Wednesday at 2,300. If you guys follow me on Twitter, I tweeted out a deal. If you read my values article, premium values article at Rotoballer, if you're a premium member there, he was in my values article. The dude is crushing it right now. And it was a great matchup for him. It'll be a great matchup for him again on Thursday. Switch hitting Santander. So ride him while he's hot at 2,600. Other than that, you know, Jorge Mateo mentioned him at 24. He's shortstop outfield eligible. You got Hoy Park. DJ Stewart probably gets a start for Baltimore. He's 23. He did not start on Wednesday, but he went deep on Tuesday. Other than that, he's been really cold, like ice cold. But when he goes off, he goes big. So that's one of those kind of tournament plays if you want to be quite different in your build. Seth Brown's a nice contrarian Oakland play at 23. Jared Kelenic at 23. So as usual, the outfield has a lot of options down here. Yadiel Hernandez is only 2,100, 7-inning game for Washington, but you get Yadiel at 2,100. That's a great value. That's a really good value. I know it's only 7 innings. I get it. That's still extreme value. Put up 13 points his last time out. He steals bags. He gets walks. He's got power. $2,100 is far too cheap. I know it's 7 innings, but if he's hitting second or fourth or whatever for the Nats, that's a really, really good price tag. All right, recapping your pitching real quick on this slate. Woodruff, Bassett, Marco. That's where you're at. In that order, Woodruff, Bassett, Marco. If you want to go Hendricks, you can. If you want to go Tanner Houck, you can. If you want to go Eli Morgan, you can. But I am focusing on Woodruff, Bassett, Marco. That's where I want to go. If you're stacking things up, I don't mind Washington. It's just 7 innings, so that stinks. But Soto, Yadiel, 2,100. I'm just still baffled by that price tag. That's pretty crazy. St. Louis, some will go there. I'd rather go to Philadelphia against the Dodgers. Harper, Segura. We got Odubel, Brad Miller, McCutchen's back, but start with Bryce Harper. That's your most important one. So, Real Muto left with an injury, so he'll get a discounted catcher also with Philadelphia. So that's one guy to keep in mind. Milwaukee, not looking to fade Hendricks, but their offense is good. Detroit, Baltimore, big fan of that one, especially the Baltimore side versus Manning, Santander, Mancini, Mullins. You got some discounts with Mateo, Hayes. Start with Santander. Santander and Mullins is what you start with Baltimore. I don't mind Detroit going up against Means, Miggy Cabrera, Candelario, Scope would be your good starting points there. But I prefer Baltimore over Detroit, both in play. You could game stack that one. I like a Boston stack for sure. Devers in a prime spot, but you can mix and match some other pieces. Duran's cheap if you need him, but Devers with some like Renfro, Kiki, Bogarts, stuff like that as usual. And then Seattle versus Fulte. Big, big fan of that as well. Start with your Toros. Start with Seager and build from there. You got Kelenic. You got Haniger heating up. So you'll have some other moving parts in that one as well. So should be a fun one. A lot of offense later in the slate. A lot of pitching early in the slate. Starts at 12:10 Eastern time. So keep that in mind. That's going to be a big one as well. But, yeah, Myron, love Miggy as well. Looking forward to get 500. And I agree, Miggy's got to be, or Bassett's got to be careful because the Cleveland has been very tricky. I'm with you there. And then Kenny's in the chat, Belly, Double Don, Votto, Double Don. Crazy stuff, folks. Crazy, crazy evening. I think Thursday is going to be a wild one. So you got the early slate, you got the Field of Dreams game in the afternoon or early evening, whichever you have. And then you have like a 3-game late slate with 5 like aces going on the mound. So 5 out of the 6 pitchers. That's going to be a wild one. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Join me in the free fantasy DGen Slack chat to help you guys out over there. Also, check out the Bench with Bubba podcast for your season-long fantasy baseball. If you give a rating review to Bench with Bubba and MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. Go check out Prize Picks. Download the app. Use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. And go become a premium member at rotoballer.com to check out my written content Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the premium values article. Tuesdays and Thursdays is free. So you're good there. But become a member, get 10% off the package of your choice. But good luck, everybody. Wild Thursday slate. I'll be back with you guys on Friday for a full one. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 12th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.